In this episode of Driving Nowhere Deadly, our heroes meet new friends, enter a dangerous jungle, and call upon a deity to defeat their enemies. What new strangeness will they come across next? Keep listening to find out!
Two new people here today. They're guests. They're not going to be here forever. Rest in peace. Their characters are not here. Fitz, Paz, and Kandoran have been enlisted by a government science agency through the Adventurers Guild to check out what the heck is going on in this jungle. Because in this jungle, there is some weird crap happening, like showing up on these science machine readings. It's weird. It's really weird.
Okay.
Fitz and Paz and Kandoran are at the mouth of the trail into the jungle. It's a really thick jungle. You can only really go on the trails. There's a river coming out of the jungle, and you can see this big cliff out in the middle of the jungle, basically, with more jungle on top. So that's what you see. So you go into the jungle ambiance, and only a few minutes down this path, suddenly there is a really loud, weird, staticky noise almost. And this rift appears in the air. So this rift appears, and out steps Callie's and Shayla's characters. Arlo and Ariel step through and look very confused. Arlo and Ariel, first of all, should know that they are from a typical fantasy-setting world. But the world they just went into is not.
We have freaking tanks and cell phones. What more could you ask for?
Anyways, confusion everywhere. Arlo and Ariel, suddenly this rift appears in front of them and they step through it, not intentionally. I mean, who would mean to do that?
Me?
Step through it. And they appear in this jungle. There's just this jungle through this other side of the rift and there's this two dragonborn. One of them has a bunch of tiny skeletons, this huge buff elf, and a gigantic cat wearing a top hat and bow tie.
That's Richard.
So,
he's my baby.
How does this situation go around?
I'm just gonna leave and walk straight into the jungle. I'm not even gonna ask any questions. I'm just gonna
I grab
straight.
You and you're like, I'm pretty sure this is what they're looking for.
I'm just gonna turn around
and
walk
like,
back into the.
I'm gone.
Bye.
I'm on my cat. Okay, the moment Ariel and Arlo step through, it closed. You can't go back. Sorry. So, Paz walks away. Kandoran goes and runs after Paz.
No, I'm on my cat. I run far away. Far away.
You can't!
I start running and just
thick.
Like.
You have to stay on the paths for the sake of the story.
Well,
I start chasing after him. And then I like, stop.
Maybe I should apply some lipstick. Maybe that'll help you remember my gender.
I just start running. I just stop, turn around, and go, well, there goes my ride.
Okay. So Arlo and Ariel, what do you do? Oh yes, also, Arlo's a dwarf and Ariel's an elf.
Oh, hey.
They're a paladin and a cleric, so usually they don't get along well. But you guys are both of the Order of the Crunch, correct?
The Crunch!
Oh, yes. Hail the mighty Crunch.
We're both of the Order of the Crunch.
Excellent.
I guess apparently we have the same genders. No, the same...
Deities?
Religions. Sorry, I was thinking
about that. We have the same genders.
I don't know what I was
saying. The only guy in this room.
Thomas is the only dude. But he's not the only dude character, so...
I'm sorry, I just sort of... I meant they're the same religions are in, like, these two worlds, so... There.
Fitz looks relieved. Finally. Other women. So currently, Richard is struggling to get through the jungle. Kandoran's just kind of sitting there defeated. And Arlo, Ariel, and Fitz are just kind of looking at each other
bonding
on the trail.
Bonding over their femaleness.
Yes.
See, same gender! Now that makes sense.
I didn't even know what you were saying.
It works now.
So, Fitz is just like, what happened? How did you get here? What was that?
Well, That all happens. I actually turn around and look at you two come out of the void rift thing, and I'm just sort of sitting there like, what? This is too much confusion for one day. Exactly like that.
He's a muscle head, what did you expect?
Oh, well, we brought Kandoran. So, who are you guys? We're on an adventure, do you want to join us? Basically sort of thing.
I'm leaving.
I'm gone.
We just looked at each other, like, right when you said, do you want to join us? We were like, are we really sure we want to do that?
The answer is no. Well, you can't really go back.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Like, so you guys continue down the path, correct?
Yes.
Well, I'm very far ahead of you guys, so.
Somehow you catch up to them because.
How? I'm on a giant cat and we're just sort of running.
We just kind of.
You guys sat down to rest.
No. I stop at a stream, so.
We rode on my magical umbrella.
Okay.
We just fly the.
Mary Poppins
style, just like.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all! Mary Poppins isn't from Texas. Okay.
Okay. Well then.
So, Paz and Richard are stopped at a stream. There's tons of streams. There's just streams everywhere. There's streams coming from the trees. It's a jungle. So Paz is drinking. Paz. Richard is drinking. You guys catch up, and you continue onward. But you get ambushed.
I'm just gonna say one thing. I officially am not going to, like them. My character does not like them at this moment. Because they are strangers, and none of them are Leone.
I'm sorry, Leone does not appear in this adventure. She's an orc.
You can call her.
But she's not with the Adventurers Guild.
Why, you guys are just having this huge adventure. I'm just on the phone with Leone.
Quit calling your girlfriend! We're on an adventure!
I don't want to be here. My girlfriend is everything.
Okay, now that that's over and done with. Yeah, you guys get ambushed by a bunch of evil monkeys. Specifically, five. Anyway, there's five of them. They look like white-headed capuchins. You know, those monkeys that are, like, really adorable? Uh-huh. And they're attacking you, there's five of them.
Kill them.
And... No.
Kill them.
They attacked first.
No. How many characters are there? One, two, three,
four. Use your crunch powers.
Wow.
Le crunch.
Okay, guys. Each one of them attacks you. I need you guys to roll. Because we're going to...
Yeah, fight.
Turn, fight.
I got three, so I'm pretty much going to be last.
14.
20.
7.
This one?
20.
20.
That one. 3.
Hey, what did Richard roll?
Oh, I didn't roll for Richard. Give me a second. 16.
Okay.
I'll just roll again, because we both got 3. I'm just going to roll again. Okay?
Okay.
9.
Okay. Oh, the monkeys are first.
Murder.
Everyone gets hit for 4 health. Richard goes first. He's not attacked.
I get hit. Not. Yeah, he doesn't.
Who does Richard attack?
So you're not Which getting monkey? Hit.
He eats all of them.
He can't! One at a time, Chelsea.
Can I make him use magic? I just want him to be such a magic cat.
Okay, but he has to roll a d4 for how much he hits.
4.
4.
4 health off of one monkey. Which one?
The closest one.
The one attacking you.
He does an amazing magic abilities.
And plus yeah. Wait, is that plus his magic?
Oh, yeah, is that plus his magic?
Yeah.
Because then that would make it 9.
Okay. That is much more painful to the monkey that was attacking you. The monkey attacking Paz runs off.
Yes.
Had literally 1 point of health left.
Woo!
So now there are only 4 monkeys, and it is...
I don't want monkeys in my group.
Kandoran's turn.
All right.
Who does Kandoran attack?
I attack... One of the monkeys, the one that's attacking me.
That sounds reasonable.
What am I rolling to beat?
An 8.
An 8.
That was a really low roll.
I got a 5.
Plus your attack.
15.
That's better. Well, watch the crap! Holy crap, dude!
Yeah, I have 10 attack.
You attack that monkey.
And 10 strike.
Roll the d10 for your attack.
3.
Cool, you hit that monkey for 3 health. Fitz's turn. Fitz attacks the monkey attacking her. Duh. Oh my. Fitz does not win.
to get them all.
Oh my. That didn't work. It's Paz's turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, so who's got their monkey? So all of you are still being attacked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine has lower health, so I would check.
Slightly lower health.
Any of them.
Okay.
Because I can hit them every single time, no matter what I roll.
I'm gonna see if I can catch one.
I have 10 attack.
Yeah, but it's a d20.
Hey, I'm gonna see if I can catch one. I'm gonna do it! I'm gonna do it! Let me, please, 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 please.
Let me think about this.
Please,
let me see
please.
What you would
oh my
have
gosh,
to do.
The look on your face.
I'm gonna make this hard, Chelsea.
I hate you, but just, yes, just.
What is your agility?
My agility is 5.
Okay. We're gonna have an agility contest.
Woo!
You have the same agility, so it's like, whatever you roll, d20.
Okay. 8.
Oh, you... No! You caught one!
Woo!
I caught a monkey! That doesn't mean it won't attack you at every chance it can get, Chelsea.
I don't care. I'm good.
It's still an evil monkey. You just caught one. It's just...
So? It's mine!
Did you, like, stuff it in your clothes or something?
Yes!
It's like mine now.
You better put that in your item slot. Evil monkey.
Evil monkey.
Every turn, it's going to struggle against you, and you're going to have to roll again.
No, okay. But I still got it.
Oh, my. Okay. That was Paz's turn. There goes one monkey, I guess, so now there's only 3?
Wait, whose monkey did you grab?
You know what? Just to be nice, I took yours.
Aw,
because I'm still ticked off at you. You need to be attacked.
I thought you didn't like Callie's and our... Shame
yeah, but
character.
I still have a grudge against you.
We,
not
we can
attacked.
Bond over this.
Bonding
plus, moment.
Plus, by the way, she
we're,
high-fived
we're cradling
me
our hands together.
They cradle okay. each other in their
arms. So now besties.
Yeah. Now.
Get to wipe off your hands.
Bonding moment.
Okay. All that monkey. Monkey.
So
residue.
Now there's 3 monkeys left. One attacking Arlo, one attacking Fitz, and one attacking Kandoran. It is... Ariel's turn.
Ariel would like to help Arlo.
Okay,
thank you.
What's your attack?
0.
Oh. Oh my!
He has a ton of magic.
Well, this is...
Yeah, I could use magic. I've
yeah,
got,
but
um,
for the attack, you would still have to roll for an attack roll.
Okay.
The monkey rolled 18 and got a 20. So...
There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
I'm sorry.
I'm just dead.
If you roll a 20.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try.
That's so unlikely, though.
It's a 1 in 20 chance.
It's so unlikely. Especially with these dice. 19! Are you kidding me?
You, like, barely miss. You take a hair off of it.
I slice a hair off of a monkey.
Precision.
That startles the monkey.
Haircut.
I harmed a hair on its head, and I am happy.
That startled the monkey. The monkey attacking Arlo doesn't have any attack anymore because it was so startled. That was beautiful. Okay, Arlo, it's your turn. Are you attacking the one on you or one on Kandoran? Or the one on Fitz?
Probably the one on me.
Oh, well, any one of them is going to get hurt.
Well, I don't care. Whatever one.
Okay, and then roll this die. See how much you hurt it for.
So she rolled a 1.
It's startled and it has a paper cut now.
No!
You threw your book at it and it got a paper cut.
Okay, and it is now the monkey's turn. Everyone who is being attacked by monkeys, roll a d20 and beat a 16, except for you. You try to beat a 14.
Ha ha.
Oh my.
I don't think that went well at
har,
all.
Har har.
And 8.
So did you
18.
Beat a 14?
No. So, us two do get attacked by a monkey for 4 health. And it is now Richard's turn.
Richard, I want Richard to help me out with this monkey.
Oh yeah, that's right!
Because
the
I
monkey
have
has to struggle against you.
Yeah,
let
make
me do
that when
your
it's like
turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Can Richard help me with my monkey?
How like about put this? An enchantment or something.
How about this?
He's magical.
When the monkey struggles against you, you roll 2 d20s and add them together, and I'll just roll 1.
Okay, I'll do that. So he's gonna save his turn. Help me out when it's time.
He can still, like, attack other things.
Oh,
he
so
can help
I...
you during your turn, since technically
he's
your
my
pet.
Okay, so he can attack, then when it's my turn, we both roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking he's gonna attack the monkey on either Kandorin or Arlo.
No.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. Arlo's is at 9 health, his is at...
7.
7 health, that's the number I was thinking
of. You know what, I'm gonna do magic again.
You're gonna magic at a monkey?
Yeah, that's what Richard's saying, he's a magical cat. 18. So now
roll
I roll
a d4.
3 plus 5, that's 8.
Okay, so that monkey is now at 1 health. If it was the other one, you would have... It would have been dead. So now...
I'm sorry. I'm helping out these guys.
The monkey on Arlo runs away.
Bonding.
I thought that was
us. We are bonding still!
Hello.
What's funny is I don't even know you two, and yet we're bonding. Like, I don't know you in real life or in the game.
I saved you from an evil monkey. Bonding.
Pretty much.
Bonding moment.
What a bonding moment.
I have a thing in my jacket. I have an evil monkey in my jacket.
Okay, guys. So, there are now 2 monkeys left. Because the monkey and Arlo ran off. There's the one on Kandorin and the one on Fitz. The one on Kandorin is at 7 health. The one on Fitz is at 10 health.
I wonder.
So who just went?
Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you skip me?
You went.
Did I?
You went.
Thomas, you're literally next.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Okay. I'll take the monkey on me.
Okay.
He is 17.
You went.
I went?
Remember, I took away your monkey. I
okay.
Have it.
Okay. Roll a d10.
Okay, so now it's...
So it's her turn. His okay. turn. His. He's the only guy. He's the only guy.
I am the only guy. You called me a girl.
Well, I guess you're just like Paz then. Bonding.
No.
I'm bonding with everyone.
No.
Except for Fitz.
Except for you, my twin cousin.
You know, the first adventure, we were so nice together and you're best friends.
It's because you didn't get hurt when you were attacked by the orc. That's why this is ticking me off.
Blame the dice. And yourself, because you killed her so quick. You didn't actually kill her, but...
That was Richard. Richard's yeah. the best. He's the best one here. Like...
Okay, Thomas, roll the turn to d10.
2
health. It is at 5 health now. That is... It's my turn now. I'm going to tag the monkey on me and glare at everyone else. Okay, I hit the monkey on me. Thank goodness. For 3 health. It's at...
7 health. This looks familiar.
And it is now.
Don't worry, after this we can start bonding.
It's Paz's turn.
It's my turn. So I'm gonna roll this twice, because I'm struggling.
Yes,
and Kat will help me. Thank you, Richard. You're my favorite.
You gotta beat a collective 16, so roll 2 of them, and if they add up to 6...
12.
12.
Plus. 3.
12.
Oh, 15.
The monkey gets away.
I'm gonna catch it again. I'm gonna catch it again.
Not on this turn, though. You.
I know, but I'm gonna
attack
it
now. Or attack the one on the Kandorin or Fitz. Also, it's at 10 health.
The monkey?
The monkey on you that is attacking you now because you let go of it.
Freaking. I wanted that monkey.
You can still catch it next turn.
Can I catch one of your guys' monkey? I'm sure you won't disagree if I catch yours.
Catch anyone's monkey.
But my own?
Yeah, because you already struggled with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and catch your monkey. Well, I'm gonna catch your monkey, Fitz. So.
Okay.
This can be
an
our-
8.
6. Dang it.
Wait, what's your... Oh yeah, the agility is the same.
Yeah, the agility is the same, so it doesn't help. You wanted me to catch it, didn't you? Because that means you wouldn't have to deal with it.
Well, yeah, but like... Dude!
Jerk. Help me! How about you help me? thing.
Fine!
Rolls a one.
You catch it!
Yes!
After the fight's over, you're gonna do one more roll to see if it stays with you.
Oh, I hate you.
But
then I will have the help of everyone!
Yeah!
Except for you, because I haven't done anything for you. Don't worry, it'll happen.
You've done the previous two adventures together!
Yeah.
Dead!
He's like, this thing is constant.
As a team!
He's like the buff guy that always gets hurt. It's funny.
Yeah, I always get hurt.
Okay, whose turn was it? Paz?
Yeah, it was my turn.
You caught the monkey again, but it's a different one!
Yes.
There's still a monkey attacking you.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I took your monkey. That
Ariel's
means you better
turn.
Help.
Whose monkey has the highest health?
Oh,
hers. Mine. I haven't attacked it. I just caught it, and then it let go, and then I took someone else's monkey.
Okay.
It's like, oh.
I'll help Paz then.
Help me catch it.
Roll to beat a 16, 17, 18.
Okay.
An 18?
11.
It's like 18, 11.
Okay, so that doesn't work.
What's up with such high numbers?
I'm just rolling really high.
Stop rolling high.
She rolled two ones in a row.
For herself.
Yeah. Okay, that was a beautiful turn. It's Arlo's turn. Arlo does not have a monkey. There's currently a monkey attacking Paz and Kandoran.
He's had his for long.
His is at 5 health. Looks like if the other monkey runs off, that one would run off too. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Attack the one attacking Paz.
Okay, sure.
15,
be
a 15. 14. You win! That was beautiful. Roll the d10.
7.
Nice! Yeah, that one has 3 health left. I think it runs off. So the other one runs off. Alright, now, you've got that struggling monkey.
I want the monkey.
Beat! I freaking...
Use the holy magic 8. Of the crunch tummy.
Yes!
Collective rolls beat an 8. Okay?
Ask for our holy crunch powers.
If I do that, can they help me? Can I ask
well,
for
Well, Richard
the
is helping you, and Fitz
okay.
is going to help you.
Okay.
Roll.
If I... What was that? That wasn't a roll. It just sort of popped in. Okay. 10.
You don't even need help.
Yes!
You get that monkey under control. It doesn't like you.
That's fine.
You have a white-headed capuchin now. Evil white-headed capuchin.
I would have a hippogriff egg, but Leonie
is too awesome.
I just can't get over her.
Okay, guys.
We're meant to be. She just doesn't know it yet.
You guys.
Shipping.
Yourself.
I'm shipping my character with an orc.
Well,
I can do that. He has to have
his
interests.
It is canon, though. Fitz teases Paz about that. Always calls Leonie your girlfriend.
That's okay. I'm still embarrassed, but that's okay.
He's like, I wouldn't be unhappy if that were the case.
I wouldn't be unhappy if that came true.
So, you guys come across a clearing. There is a right and a left. It looks just as well-worn either way. They both go off.
To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, go
to the
left,
right, to the right, to the right.
We must follow what the crunch says.
The crunch!
The crunch
says left!
Which way do you roll? Which way do you go?
Left.
Left?
Yes.
Left.
The crunch goes
say,
left.
Okay.
Everyone follows the crunch.
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Dang it, guys. You guys go. You hear some weird humming. You think it's another one of those rifts. But you don't really see anything, and you just continue on your way. And you cross the river. It's like a big river that you had saw leaving the forest, the jungle as you went in. There's a bridge over that you cross over. And there is a path going up to the cliff, or one following the river deeper into the jungle.
Which one's left?
I'm going to say neither one is left. There is no left. Neither one goes.
There is no left on the crunch.
There's a straight and a right.
There is nothing.
No,
only
then
the crunch.
Straight one would be the left. There is no left. Which way do you go? Do you go up to the cliff, or do you go follow the river?
We're off to follow the river.
Yeah, let's follow the river.
Yeah, I think river would be a better idea than just going straight to the cliff. You want us to go next to the cliff. I know it's a suicide mission. I know it is.
You keep on, like, going the way of the story. And you're avoiding all the monkey ambushes.
The crotch saves all. The crotch knows best. Follow the crotch.
Okay. I can't see anything. So you guys...
The crotch is pleased. The crotch.
Okay, guys. So there's this lake. It's a big lake. And the cliff surrounds the lake around it, except for, like, you know, it's kind of like a sort of bay situation, except it's a cliff and land. And then there's a lake in the thing. And in the lake, you can see almost like opposite from you guys, where the cliff is, there's a little alcove and there's a little house. It's got weird rift-looking things all over it. It's like it might be the source of all this weirdness. And there's two small, very small islands in around the middle of the lake. And to the right on the cliff, there's also a cave. And it looks like it could have potential, like, stuff you could find in it.
Let's do the cave.
Yeah.
I'm kind of questioning, because as soon as she said that, I'm like, there's something in there, isn't there?
Well, duh! I put a cave there.
Well, normally that's how caves are. They're just there. They have no reason for existence.
Well, guess what? Fine, there's other caves, but this cave looks like it has stuff in it that you would want.
Then it's a trap.
Well, obviously, it's a cave!
No.
So we go.
I follow LaCrunch.
LaCrunch is questioning you. Okay, who wants to go in there?
I want to send people in there
to, like, check. Just go, like, straight in and straight out, and then if it's safe, we'll all go in. Because I don't trust you.
Okay.
I don't trust you, and I have good reason not to trust you.
I'm the person who made the game.
Let's send Hinnaman.
So you guys go up to the cave.
Yeah, I do have the most health.
At the entrance of the cave, there's like this big area. It looks like a beach inside the cave. So you guys kind of land the boats there. Kandoran goes in. He goes into the only place that looks like it goes further inside the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes a little bit and a little bit more. How far do you want to go?
Until I see something of interest.
Okay, so you...
He goes in there until he dies.
That's hard, he's an elf. They live pretty darn long.
You can tell how long the thing is then.
I come back, you guys just degree.
It's a pile of dust and bones.
I'm pretty sure Richard would have walked away by then.
Yeah. Okay, so you go in, and the cave opens up, and there's a couple of goblins. They don't see you. You go back, because, duh, goblins mean bad news. But also in the place where the cave is, there is this big sparkly chest.
Well, shoot.
That looks like it has gold and stuff in it.
Gold. Who needs gold when you have the crunch? The crunch.
Magic dollars is like the main currency of this world. Just saying, but for their world, it's gold.
No, so, it is LaCrunch. Will always be LaCrunch.
Everybody is of the crunch cult there.
Would it even be a cult then?
No, it's just black.
It's just a religion, but I mean.
So, Kandoran reports this. There's two goblins and sparkly money potential
chest.
And other stuff chest. What do you want to do? Also, the goblins do not see.
Okay, everyone just be super quiet and go in. Who agrees?
Crack, crack, crack.
I hate you. Crunch. Oh, wait. I have an idea. How about we go in there? Like, we just, like, run in there. So we meet the goblin.
Start preaching.
And go, the crunch. Hey, you need to know the crunch.
See, I'm not sure about it. You're the crunch. Okay, guys. Okay. You do that. You actually do that, okay? Everyone, all of us, including Richard.
That's beautiful.
Wait, this is,
I love how you guys are just just going along with what I'm saying.
Well, all hail the crunch.
Does everybody do that? Every single member of this party, do they do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. You do that. The goblins see this show of pure just belief, and they, their eyes wide. They book it.
Yes. Nothing says like faith, like screaming across.
They, those two goblins, they run to the back of the cave, they press a button on the wall, and this opening opens, and they just run. They are gone. You have... that was terrifying.
Instead of we going, instead of us going to like doors and going, dang dog, have you heard about our lord? It's LeCrunch. We just run in home and scream, LeCrunch, LeCrunch, LeCrunch.
What are they gonna think? We don't know what we're talking about.
It is the almighty being.
Let's leave it to.
All right. So that just happened in the chest. There's some weapons.
I want my stabby things.
There's a weapon for all of you. Somehow specifically fit to your class of character.
Okay, so
somehow,
I get
it's magic, like it's been magically placed
fourth
for
wall
us.
Stuff.
Wait, does that mean Kat gets a weapon, Richard?
He gets those rings.
Brass knuckles.
Yeah, those brass knuckles just. Claw covers.
It's like
pretty much. Are they gonna be the glitter
extensions?
Claw covers or like?
It's like when people get fake nail extensions.
Yeah.
Except these are used for killing.
Each of them have 5 attacks. Okay, guys. So that happens. Now, do you go to the weird looking house?
Let's go to the house.
Okay.
I want to see if they have powdered sugar.
So you guys row over to the house.
We do the same thing.
It's a lake full of water.
Yeah, but how deep is it?
Lake deep.
Hey, wait. How hot is it?
Jungle.
So it's like a humid hot.
Yeah.
I want to swim in the lake. See if there's anything in the lake.
Okay. So are you like diving? Since on the surface it's just water.
Really, we were unaware that it
also,
was water.
There's 2 islands in the middle of the lake.
Well, I want to go swimming, and I will see if there's anything in the water as I am swimming, but I want to swim.
Okay, so you're swimming in the water. Everyone just taking a break, I guess?
Everyone does, as LeCrunch does. LeCrunch. LeCrunch.
So you're just kind of chilling in the middle of the lake, swimming and playing. Fitz is just grumpily staring at you guys. Because she can't go in, because that would be bad for her health.
And everyone else.
You could be like an electric eel. But worse.
Because it'll hurt me, too.
Okay. Wait, then how do you take a shower?
Magic! The lake's just water!
Ew, gross! And I've probably shaken your hand before. Ew. Probably trying to hug you.
Magic!
Ew. Ew.
Magic!
There's
I can
still
take
water.
A shower with magic. So this water, it's kind of gross looking.
I don't care.
Because it's jungle water.
I don't care. I'm
oh,
a freaking
yeah.
poisonous dragon. Do you think I care?
Also, by the way, there's also a waterfall leading from the cliff into the... There's 2 islands, one smaller than the other. One of them has, like, a little bit of vegetation on it. These islands are, like, really small, like, the size of this table. They're small.
So they're just, like, rocks sticking out of the water?
Kind of.
I think it's... Sand or is it rock?
Sandy rock.
Okay. What's the bet? It's a monster.
No.
Just sticking out.
It's not a monster.
Are you sure? That would have been a great story.
Yeah, but I have other things planned, so there.
Okay, I'm gonna swim.
Okay.
You already
swimming. She already swam.
I want to see what's in the water. You haven't
swim,
told me what's in the
water. Swim.
Because even though it's murky, I can. I don't care. I want to swim.
Can't believe I'm doing this, but there's some fish in there, and they're really exotic looking fish.
You are going to regret this so
oh,
much!
Oh yeah! Now, I know you're gonna want to make them as pets, but you know what you're gonna have to do?
What?
You're gonna have to make a way to put them in something, because fish can't breathe air!
Magical bubbles.
None of you are that skilled yet! What does Fitz have? Hey, does anyone have a potion that they can dump out and put the fish in? Why am I giving you ideas?
No.
Oh, wait. You have a healing potion, don't you?
Don't do it. You
if
want
you
the healing
potion. If you heal
yourself
5, you'll back up to 20, so you'll be at full health. Well, it's normal health. Not full health, but it's normal health. Because normal health, classically, is 20.
So you're gonna heal yourself and give her the bottle?
Sure, why not? We had a bonding moment.
Yes!
Oh no. You can only grab one fish then.
Fine, then tell me what they look like.
Then I remove my
jungle fish. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna equip myself a bottle.
Fish in a bottle. It's an exotic looking fish.
Well, I want to. Okay, you say there are fish. I want to pick one. And go after said one.
Okay.
Make it worth my wild.
Wild.
There's a ton. So you know how in like streams and like shallow areas, there's like little tiny translucent fish? Tons of those, like millions. I swear there could not be more.
Yeah.
There are goldfish-esque fish. There's some bigger koi-like fish. And then there's like betta fish.
Rainbow fish. I don't know.
A rainbow fish, when it swims, a rainbow follows it.
Yes.
Like Rainbow Dash. I'm gonna make this pet worth my wild, and you know I'll get the most strangest looking one I got. Even if you said eel, I'd be satisfied. I like eels.
Electric eel.
It's perfect.
Give it to Fitz.
It's perfect for you. It's your ideal pet. You can shock each other to death.
Yeah. Bond over that.
Yeah, instead of petting the electric eel, you can just...
Oh, there's those clownfish. There's dory fish. I don't know what they're actually called. Blue tangs. And then there's lionfish. You know all those fish that are like...
Yeah, they're poisonous.
Yeah, those fish.
Don't touch them.
There's fish, just all sorts of exotic fish. What kind of fish do you want to get?
Get the poison one. You can bond with it.
Oh, no! She can!
Oh, be perfect! I kind of want it to not look exactly like a tiger fish. Like, have some sort of exotic color.
No, it's a lionfish. It can be colorful.
Alright, I want an exotic... I just want this, like, rainbow... Just a rainbow lionfish. I'm going to get that fish. I'm gonna get that lionfish and bond
What's
over
your agility?
Five.
Okay, roll to beat a 10.
Please. 19. I got
Heck,
it. I got
you
it.
Catch that
I got it.
Dumb
24.
Fish.
Bless your
oh,
agility.
Oh, yeah. I got
you
it.
You got that dumb fish. You have a fish now. Do you head towards
fish.
The house now? Since you have acquired... You're getting too many pets! This is bad!
You know I'm gonna draw all of these, right? It's gonna be beautiful. And what's funny
Skeleton,
is due
monkeys,
to Leonie,
fishes.
I have five
Leonie.
Extras. Leonie. Yeah, that's what I said.
Her name is Leonie. You said Lee. You're saying
oh.
Lee.
Oh, sorry.
Lay.
Lay chips.
Lay chips.
Lays.
I was trying to say it like Leo. Because it's spelled L-E-O-N-I-E.
Yeah, but Leonie.
Leonie.
Leonie. Leonie! Her name is pronounced Leonie.
I don't care, it's beautiful. Because of her, she gave me a cloak and I have 5 extra spots.
Yeah! Oh, you realize your cloak has... No, never mind.
My cloak is enchanted. It's got abilities.
It's got abilities. You could hide anything in it. You got a monkey in there. You could probably fit Richard in there.
If I really tried, I probably could.
So how many boats are there? Richard has his own boat. Yeah. Richard and Paz, that's just your own boat. 3 boats. There's 3 boats. Okay. So guys, you going to the house now?
Yes.
Okay. You guys go to the house. But once you get within, like, this 50-foot radius of the house, some sort of, like, automatic defense system triggers, and those 2 islands
suddenly
start
turn into robots.
No! Lasers! Shooting at you! But they only shoot 2 boats at a time. Everyone, roll plus your agility.
I have no agility, so...
Has anybody not beat a 5? So you guys all dodge out of the way! Wait, what did Richard roll?
Oh, I have to roll for him too. 16.
Okay.
Yeah, he's safe. His fluff protects him.
You guys somehow all dodge the lasers, and they're charging up, and you get closer to the house. But once you touch the beach, the lasers deactivate. You guys were really lucky. So, around this house, there's lots of rips.
It's my fish. He protected us.
I don't think so.
It's our fish. It's the fish. You protected us. He's my lucky fish. Actually, Richard and my fish are lucky. I'm not quite sure about my evil monkey. Or my staff of skeletons.
I have so many pets.
You guys come up on the beach, and you see the house looks like a normal house, which is really kind of strange, because it's in a jungle, but whatever. It has really nice beach house, basically.
Steal the beach house.
Yes.
Put it in steal your club. The
you can't do that. Capture the impossible.
House. Invade it.
The crotch says you can. The crotch.
Invade the house. Let's invade it.
So, around this house, there's these rifts. Some of them look like a sort of distortion in the air, but some of them look like it's literally torn in, like the one the world has torn open, like the one Ariel and Arlo came through.
Okay.
So, I'm taking you guys don't touch them.
Nope.
They look dangerous, yeah. Do you go in the house?
I want to knock.
You knock on the door, nothing happens.
Barge in, start doing the little crunch thing.
Nobody's home.
Oh.
Start! Make a circle around the- No, make a triangle around the house and go, LaCrunch, LaCrunch, LaCrunch!
Nothing happens. It looks like nobody's home.
Well, I'm not going in. I just know. I don't
I go in.
However, something about this house screams plot at you.
But so, I'm too busy with my fish. And my monkey.
I gotta explain the layout of the house. You guys and walk into a sort of, like, entry to a house, and to the right there's a staircase going to upstairs, and on the left wall there's a doorway into what looks like a kitchen, and then directly across from you is a door.
I go into the kitchen and quickly grab any powdered sugar in there.
There is no powdered sugar.
Dang it.
I am saved.
It just looks like an ordinary house. What do you guys do? Do you go upstairs?
Upstairs.
Do you go to the kitchen?
I'd say upstairs.
Let's go upstairs. Into the basement. All they hide the bodies.
All they hide the bodies.
There's no staircase into the basement.
Dang it.
At least that you can see. Find you want it. To go into the closed doorway?
Well, I'm upstairs.
Let's go down the long, ominous hallway.
There isn't a long, ominous hallway.
Dang it.
I'll open
I am
the door.
Upstairs. What's upstairs?
He's in
some
the attic.
Bedrooms. There's a master bedroom. And there's a window looking out to a ground level garden. It looks really pretty. You know, just.
Oh, can I do a check?
There's a. Oh, yeah.
I want to see.
Which room are you in?
Are
you in the entry room, kitchen? There's.
What's the room that has the most stuff in it?
There's a storage room?
I want to go in there.
That's the closed door. You check, there isn't anything, no matter what. It's just a room.
Dang it.
Full of storage stuff.
Let's see. I hate doing this because I hate going into other people's bedroom. It just makes me uncomfortable. But I want to go into the master bedroom.
So you're going upstairs.
And do a check.
There's nothing there.
Dang it.
You don't even have to roll. There's just nothing there.
Is there a room? Like,
I go
there-
to the hallway and check.
The hallway? There's
downstairs.
Do they have a magical bathroom where they can flush themselves down the toilets or something?
No!
Wow, you're so creative.
Go in the kitchen.
The kitchen? Sure. You don't find anything.
Well, there's no plot then.
Are you sure? You haven't checked all the rooms.
Oh, fine, I'm gonna go through every single freaking thing.
You have to say which room. So there's two guest bedrooms and a master bedroom.
I'll one guest through. Bedroom, she can go to the other
yeah.
guest bedroom.
You don't see anything.
Master bathroom.
I check for magical doorways.
You... You guys!
Oh, wait.
Mr. Room!
I check the entry room.
Thank you. Roll. Yeah. You don't see anything.
I go down there and check again. 11. Plus
okay.
What?
Magic, I guess. I don't
12.
Know. So, underneath the staircase to the upstairs, you see something. It looks kind of like it opens up.
I open it up.
How?
Push on it.
You push on it, nothing happens.
Pull on it.
You can't, it's a wall!
I don't care. I will pull on the wall.
Oh, can I do a,
do you tell anyone to come there? Because everyone else is, like, dispersed through the house looking for something.
I yell, a room!
I run as quickly as freaking possible
to get
Aroma. The Karanch has blessed us.
I run because I want to see the Roomba.
Thank you, Karanch.
We all want to see a Roomba. So everyone runs down there. There's no Roomba. Fitz is really disappointed in Kandorin. Like, seriously disappointed. Like, I believed in you. You said there was a Roomba and there was
I was
not.
Hoping we could use a sword to make a stabby the Roomba.
Stabby the Roomba!
Okay, can I do a check now?
Yes.
I want to check it. I want to see if we can. 15.
Okay. So, you also notice this spot. It looks like it opens up. But there's also a sort of panel, like an indent, where you would put your hand next to the thing.
I'm gonna touch it.
You gently caress it, nothing happens.
I want to, like, touch it.
Okay, so you want to caress it, and then to touch it. You press it, like, how hard do you touch it?
I'm going to smash the wall and I'm kidding.
No, that's
like,
me.
Do you just, like, touch it like you would an object? Just kind of touch it? You, like, push on it. What do you do?
Push.
Okay. The wall opens up.
Oh, finally.
Finally.
I'm just going to go for a lick it next.
Lick it. LaCrunch says lick it. Lick it.
Lick it. See if it's crunchy.
There's a very short hallway, and then a small room, and a staircase leading down.
Down.
I want to go down.
I'm running down the stairs until I almost trip.
You guys run down the stairs, and there is a normal-sized hallway. It's not long and ominous.
Dang it.
It's just normal long, you know.
Is it ominous?
Gas mask.
It's
not ominous.
Is it short and ominous?
Is it well lit and kind of cheery?
Yeah, it is.
I don't trust I put a gas mask
on. Or is it like when you fall down into Alex's lap?
No. So, he has a bad experience with long, ominous hallways.
So I put a gas mask on.
You don't need it. But, about halfway down the hallway, you estimate, there's this distortion blocking the hallway. It's not a rift, it's just like...
I want to go through it.
You go through it, so... You go through it, and...
Is dead.
No.
You die.
You freeze as soon as you go through that thing.
She's dead.
No, she's just frozen in time.
LaCrunch says she's dead.
It's a time distortion. She's frozen in time.
I throw Daisy's sword through it, see what happens.
It freezes in time, too. Meanwhile, you...
She's just moving super slowly, or...
Basically, time for her has slowed down a lot as she goes through that distortion.
1,000 years later? Wow, you look fabulous.
So as she's walking through the distortion,
you got it.
It feels like normal time to her. So she walks through this distortion, and suddenly there's a sword. I think that'll startle you.
But it's like such a slow reaction. It's like...
So this is kind of amusing to everyone else.
Our laughing is super, like, quick. So it's like...
You look back at us. And we're moving really fast. We're moving, like, really fast. It's kind of blurry. Who wants to go next?
Through this thing?
I reach my hand.
Oh, that would feel weird. Yeah. So you reach your hand through the distortion. Oh, by the way.
Paz, we had a bonding moment.
The crotch says no.
I push your hand back through.
I'm taking it, everyone's going to eventually just go through, right?
Because there's no other way around it.
Yeah. It lasts for about, like, 10 feet. And then everything...
Oh, that's so slow for so long!
I pick it back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you don't know that because it feels normal to you. You perceive time as normal, but it's really slow.
Oh.
I pick back up the sword and then
so
keep going.
So cringy, though. Just thinking that it's your flesh, and just like slow
2 hours later.
1 eternity later.
You guys come up the other side.
Wait, can someone be like quickly go to the other side and then like leave a rope or something so they can pull us in and so move quicker?
Either way, I think it'll be just as slow because we're still pulling on the rope, and it'll just because time is distorted, it's not gonna speed anything up.
Probably break the rope.
Yeah, it would break the rope.
How dare you? You kill my imagination. At least I'm trying.
So you guys come into this room, and there's tables and lots of sciencey looking stuff, and there are four doorways.
I go in the third one.
Holy crap!
What did I do?
You went to the one that wasn't a closet!
My lucky day! Oh, my lucky day! Oh, I'll kiss a monkey!
Three sides!
Oh, I'll kiss a monkey!
Three sides!
The crunch!
Crunch! Thank you to the author of Crunch!
I am all-seeing, all-knowing,
I couldn't have foreseen this.
Crunch, I am all-knowing.
So, there's a doorway, and it leads into a closet, but there's also another doorway that looks like it leads into a sort of natural cave. Like, a small cave that gets bigger and bigger into a huge cave. And the first thing you see in the middle of the cave is this huge glowing machine, and it looks all sciencey and stuff.
Ew.
I want to touch it.
But...
So did all of you guys just follow me to the third hallway?
Yeah.
Woo! You know what? I should be leader. I really should. I'm just so amazing at this. And what's funny is I haven't even had to apply my lime lipstick yet. I am not faking it till I make it. I am making it till I make it.
Guys, let me explain the rest of this natural cave. So this machine, it's glowing. It's really kind of big. And underneath it, there's a pool of water, and there's a force field around it. So you can't touch it, but it's sort of this big, open, circular cave with a pond and a machine floating above the pond with a force field around the machine. And there's a few of the distortions scattered throughout the room. Okay?
Can we see them, or are they just...
Well, you can tell that it's a distortion because it's staticky humming, and the air is literally distorted looking.
Okay.
You can't tell if they're faster distortions or slower distortions.
Okay.
So you go in there, and also, there is someone who's leaning over a table that's in front of the machine. Looks like this person is tinkering with something.
Tinker.
Also,
can we do something? Can we do something? Can we all run at him and sing Le Crunch?
Yes.
You need the power of Le Crunch.
I walk up with my spellbook. Sometimes talk about our Lord and Savior, Le Crunch.
Can we, like, run at him like we did those other ones?
It's not a dude, it's me. Okay, you see this person. You run up to her and start doing your Le Crunch chant.
Le Crunch!
Le Crunch!
Le Crunch!
Le Crunch!
You need Le Crunch in your life!
She turns around really quickly, puts down whatever she was doing. It just, some control panel sort of thing.
The power of Le Crunch led us here.
She looks at you and she's like, what the crap?
Le Crunch has led us here. Le Crunch says you need to be converted.
Who are you guys?
Le Crunch.
What are you doing in my house? Are you cultists?
Yes.
I don't know. We're all just some...
yes, I don't know. We are... Yes.
Arlo and Ariel why? Are just from, like, it's just...
They're from a different dimension. Don't worry about them.
Yeah.
Why are you here? Can you please leave my house? I don't know you.
Well, they're from a different dimension, I'm guessing, and...
Is your machine your creating machine? A rift?
It is...
Okay, then this is all your fault, then.
What do you mean?
These two came from a rift... And we've seen rifts everywhere, so I'm guessing that you're the one.
That is just a side effect of what I am trying to do.
Then send them back!
I can't.
This is your problem. This is the reason why we came here.
She looks like she gets kind of a glassy-eyed look. She's like, I can't do that.
She's just a slave. A worker bee.
And she shakes herself out of it like, I'm sorry, I can't do that, guys. I'm sorry. Can you please leave my house?
Will you follow Le Crunch?
No! You're a bunch of cultists!
I don't even know how we even got that, but...
Okay, guys,
Still kind of want
the... You were sent to solve the problem of all this weird time stuff. Remember?
Oh, yeah!
Okay.
We were sent to solve this problem.
She looks at you, and she's like, oh, well then, I'm sorry, guys, but I can't let you leave. And...
Wait, okay. You didn't find it suspicious that we were here in your house and you wanted us to leave. You didn't find it suspicious that we ran at you as if we were cultists. You weren't even surprised when we said that these two are from a two different dimension caused because of your machine, and now you want us to stay? Are you nuts?
You want
what
to...
What is wrong with you?
You want to stop what I am doing. I cannot let you do that.
Who said about stopping anything? I just want these two gone. Like, yes, I did. We had bonding moments, but they do not belong here. Just send them back and we'll be good.
She frowns. She pulls out a wand and casts a force field around where you guys got in. So you can't leave.
Yay!
And then
Do you want to look at my evil monkey?
Would you like to pet my monkey?
Well, we're trapped here, so kid, do you want a monkey?
She attacks Paz.
What?
She attacks Paz.
What do you mean? I'm the one asking the logical freaking questions. I'm the one who got us here.
Exactly.
That's crunch!
Roll! To beat a 10.
19.
Ha! She attacks you. She shoots a spell at you.
Miss.
And she misses.
Miss.
Guys?
We didn't initiate.
Yeah, we gotta initiate.
Well, she still attacked me first, so...
I got 11.
Richard got 17.
I got a 4. I'm dead.
I got a 19.
How are you dead? You're just the last
person. I
got a
4.
Carla got 15.
Meow. I'm probably gonna use all of my stuff now.
Lying lipstick.
Including your monkey and your fish.
I'm going to use my lying lipstick, fish in a bottle, and the monkey while having the staff of skeletons.
Okay, so what... So, Kandoran, take it you're gonna attack
Best Plus,
your scientist.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dang. She got...
A
20. 24.
24? Okay.
So yeah,
anything
24.
Anything other than 14. Above 14. And I got 11. So 21. 21. 21.
You miss. Everyone's missing. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I didn't add my attack.
Okay. You attacker. Roll a d10.
9.
Okay. Richard's turn now.
It's now Richard. Okay. He's
Richard,
just gonna,
roll a 20.
He's just going to have, like, brute force attack.
Just going to attack?
Yeah.
Beat. Holy.
Make it sensible.
Beat a 21.
How?
Plus your attack.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's not gonna do it.
What did you roll?
6.
A 6.
So he misses. Richard. 5th. Arlo's turn. Okay. You attacking, I take it?
Yeah. I rolled a 4. So it's
plus what?
6 is 10. Plus 5 is.
It's a really good roll. You hit her. Roll the beautiful d10. Oh my.
Well then.
It is the scientist's turn. She... Who does she attack? Arlo. She attacks
no!
Arlo. I'm just rolling random numbers. She attacks Arlo. Roll your d20. Plus your... Wow. She hits you. I mean, you doubt. She doesn't hit you. She rolled a 1. So you don't have to roll. She just...
Sorry.
No, it just doesn't... She fails at that. It is...
She's really horrible at this. Like, she's,
yeah.
Like, really bad. And I don't mean bad as in, like, evil. I mean bad as in she sucks.
She just chooses the wrong kind of people. Okay, Paz, it's Paz's turn. Remember, there's the rifts, the distortions around, and also there's the machine that's got the force field around it.
How strong does the force field look?
It's a force field.
I just thought of something. This is gonna be super, super dumb. But if I applied lying lipstick for no apparent reason other for intimidation.
Just to intimidate her.
Yes.
You know what? What's your charisma?
My charisma.
Oh my gosh.
Is 2.
Yeah, but.
It wouldn't work, would it?
Unless you roll a 1. You intimidate her. She's intimidated by this pure act of.
I'm a guy wearing a lipstick.
this act of just
taking out, like, just imagine, like, you take off the cap and you're like, just aggressively grunting as you apply it, and it's like perfect.
Fear me.
While you're in the middle of this battle. Yeah, that's terrifying. She is intimidated. Not sure what it does, but you intimidated her.
I just wasted my life, but still.
Fitz's turn. Fitz is going to attack her.
She's just shocked by my mere presence.
Okay, Fitz hits her. And hits her for 0 health.
You suck.
I didn't know there was even a 0 on this. No, wait, 0 is supposed to be 10, right?
It is a 10. Not a 0.
So. She gets hit, but for 10 health. And it is now Ariel's turn.
Oh, somewhere, I always get amused by that.
Okay, don't stop.
Just stop.
Don't.
Could I roll to, like, tackle her to the ground?
That'd be strength?
I don't think I have much of that.
How much do you have?
5.
Just roll. If you want to tackle her to the ground, it's not an attack. You're just tackling her to the ground.
Okay. I'll do it.
Grab your d20, roll.
Okay.
You might beat her.
11.
What number, raw number, did you roll?
6.
Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Just like,
I just go
away.
Crashing into the ground.
You rolled a 12.
You untie her shoe.
Yes, I untie her shoe as I am going. Like, I just grab her shoelace as I roll.
So, you intimidated her, and you untied her shoes.
I think she's confused.
She's like, who are these cultists in my home?
Her shoes are untied, though. Candoran, it's your turn. Do you want to attack?
I take her wand from her.
Thomas, do you want to attack?
I take her wand from her.
If you're going to take her wand from her, you're going to have to do something.
Just
that
going for a handshake and be like, oh, no, sorry.
You're like, hi, nice to meet you.
No, while she's distracted. While she's distracted.
Well, right now she's sort of
While she wants to tie her shoe.
Yeah, while she wants to tie her shoe, I just grab her wand.
Okay, roll. Roll.
What would this be?
Tell me.
What would it be?
I don't know, just roll.
14.
Okay. You steal her wand?
Yay! I got a wand!
Somehow, but she's still really good at magic.
Okay, so I'm guessing that was like a force field wand?
It was a wand that helps her do magic.
It was just to help do magic.
Yeah.
Alright.
So,
well, Mr.
She
Buff
already
here
passed the force
is not normally very good at magic, so.
I have 1 magic.
That's sad.
You haven't. Oh, I do too, actually.
I throw the wand at Richard.
So you grabbed her.
Why? What? If you threw it at Richard, he would just become more magical.
Exactly.
Can he?
You see, cats don't have opposable thumbs.
I don't care. Stick in his hat.
Or
you can't.
That won't work. I'm
like,
sorry.
No. The hat. You like stick the wand into the hat. Stick it on the head.
Ah.
Okay, fine. I give it to Ariel.
That? Can we do that?
How much magic does Ariel have?
8.
Oh, that's probably
okay,
a choice
it
then.
I wanted my cat to be even more magical. How dare you? Why did you deprive me of my magic cat?
Okay, so you steal her wand and give it to Ariel. It is Richard's turn.
Oh, it's Richard. Okay. Can I save him? Or later?
What do you...
To do like a combined attack? He's my pet. I want to do something with him. It'll look
okay,
awesome.
Okay, but it
if
would
I
take
do not
out
get a win.
I would... He can't go back in to the initiative turn. He can't go back into that. He'll have to attack with you every time, then.
Okay, I'm good with that. Double the attack.
Arlo's turn.
More chances of actually winning.
Okay. You...
22
you
plus my weapon, right?
Roll a d10. Good attack.
2.
Okay.
Good attack,
2.
Though. Does 2 damage.
Roll 2 d10.
Roll 2. 8.
Okay. It
long
is the scientist's turn. And she attacks. Mistakes.
Me too.
She attacks Ariel. Mistakes. She attacks Ariel.
11.
Well, you don't beat her attack.
So how much does she lose?
She hits you. 8. Paz, it is your turn. Your combined turn with Richard.
Yes, okay. I'm gonna get on top of Richard.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my poison breath as we charge at her.
That's going so to it's get going to on be... poison. It's going to get on Richard.
Oh, that's fine. He's okay. I'll heal him later. Look, I can give him freaking
I give him
cat-
the mass ma- gas
I can,
mask.
I can you? Can she? Can he do that? Give my cat the cat gas mask? We're gonna be a flaming ball of poison's death. I want it do it now.
It's a mask shaped for...
It's magical.
It's magical now.
Fine.
It can fit. Yes. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I want to be a charging ball of poisonous gas, just charging. You can think of me as a gas...
Giant fart cloud.
No, gas. Giant fart. No.
Silent but deadly.
You do realize that the poison I produce is pink, right? Like, it's a pink gas.
Okay.
It's not green. I'm green, but my poisonousness is not. It's pink. So I'm pretty much like a giant gas of poisonous perfume.
I'm green.
Da da dee da da da. I'm green. Da 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 dee da da da.
So, you charge at her?
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
Okay. Oh, 5. Wait, want to roll
plus
it twice?
Richard.
Yeah.
5
plus 11, that's 15. Okay.
5 plus 11? 16. 16
I
plus
thought,
what?
I
it,
knew
wait,
that.
Wait, wait, wait.
I thought
isn't
it was 15.
Isn't it 16 plus attack? Oh, I'm gonna murder her! Okay, 16, 19,
okay, you
19.
Beat,
wait,
you
wait, wait, I'm gonna put this together. 19 plus 10. I hit, that's 29. I'm pretty sure I
hit you hit her.
I'm pretty sure I hit her.
Ouch.
And really hard, too.
It's kind of painful.
Kinda? She
roll,
was hit by a freaking death.
Roll 2d10.
2d10. 5, 6, 11.
Okay. And plus, then she'll get 3 poison damage on each turn.
Yes!
On each of your
you have to
your
admit,
round,
I am freaking awesome.
Unless we kill her before your turn.
Well, I got to be awesome for once. I intimidated her with my lipstick, and now I mounted my cat to create a giant ball
of perfume.
Yeah, pretty much. Deathly perfume charging at her.
Well, perfume's deathly anyways.
Plus, I'm going to give you the cat,
like,
the mask back.
Perfume.
I'm giving you the mask back because I obviously borrowed it, so
yeah.
My cat would not. Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
So I see that awesome display and, like, okay, and I start attacking her.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my, I miss.
The crunch. See, my powers are infinite. The crunch. This is what you do when you are with the crunch. I've been making the best decisions since
you
we started.
It. We ran into a cave.
We ran
and
into a cave with a bunch of goblins,
started.
And we were just like, LaCrunch, look!
It is Ariel's turn.
Oh,
What does the wand do?
Can I use the wand to magic her?
Okay.
To magic her.
You're gonna have to
use the power
of
the crunch.
So you're not good at attack spells.
But she has magic. She even has spells.
Yeah.
What spells do you have?
Healing.
I
have
an attack spell.
Trade magic books for this.
Yeah, let's trade. Let's go.
Just you trade spell books real quick.
Yeah.
It's an attack spell called attack.
Okay, I want to use magic attack spell. So roll basic attack. We'll hit for a d8 damage.
Okay.
Okay, so 10 plus...
8, 19.
So 20?
Okay, yeah, you beat her.
Woo! That's 12.
Okay, can we view how terribly dead this person is?
Yeah.
What? It's supposed to be 2D.
Yeah. How badly did we, like, beat her? Because...
She has 2 knocked off her armor now. She is completely out of normal health and 2 knocked off her armor.
And
she and now
she's,
has...
And she's gonna be poisoned, so...
Yeah, she has 13 health.
I still haven't gone.
Is she gonna actually die? or just get knocked out.
I don't know, guys.
It's don't
up to
kill
you.
Her. Well, my poisons will probably kill her faster than anything else, so. Because everyone keeps missing.
I mean, she could be the way for them to get back home.
Well, that's why I said, if we do it, will she die or not?
If you hit her.
Whose turn is it?
It's Kandoran's turn.
I threaten her.
You threaten her.
To send these two back.
Take them back.
Well, Thomas, think about it. If you attack her.
Threaten.
No, if you attack her, even if you roll a d10, you wouldn't kill her.
Could we get her to low health and then, like, hold her hostage?
Yeah.
I still threaten her. She looks badly wounded, probably.
Yeah, but
her armor means nothing.
And I'm a freaking buff elf.
Thomas!
Aren't I terrifying?
No.
Thomas, nothing is going to happen if you threaten her. She...
Only I can intimidate with lipstick. Gosh.
She looks like she's not really all the way here during this whole fight. Kind of like how Daisy looked.
Me too.
Not this crap again. What
no.
the heck? I freaking hate you.
Why did you say this earlier?
Because you were too busy attacking her to notice.
You mean that means that if we do attack her, she, like, even if she's at zero, she's just gonna knock right out of it, and she's not gonna die, because that's what happened with Daisy.
Well, she was at, like, 2 health.
Daisy was at really low health.
Yeah. I'll attack her.
Smack the living freaking evil out of her! LaCrosse says do it!
Thomas, you better roll pretty good.
Well, I do have my plus 10 attack.
You better roll pretty good!
23. 25, I'm guessing, is what it was.
It was 24.
I barely miss.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. You suck.
You... Just gonna not.
Seriously, I've been doing everything right to this point.
It's Arlo's turn.
Arlo.
Okay. You want to attack her?
Yeah. 15 plus 6.
Yeah, you attack her. Roll a d10.
Why does she attack her?
Because this time she rolled really low. The scientist. 4. 4 health. She's at... Okay.
She's at 9 health.
And it is...
Her turn, isn't it?
Yes, it
Wait,
is.
Wait, how badly is she... does
health.
The poison... When does the poison kick?
Your turn.
Alright, that makes sense. So, after that turn, she gets kicked with...
Yeah, so she attacks...
It
fits... Wow.
Both rolled really low.
She misses. So it's now Paz's turn.
Okay.
She gets hit for 3 health automatically since the poison. She's at 6 health.
Okay.
She looks kind of like she's trying to remember something.
I'm gonna scare the evil out of her.
More intimidation.
Maybe this
more
is
lipstick
maybe
on.
That intimidation will pay off.
Seriously, I intimidated her with freaking lipstick. I can
more
do
lipstick
anything.
On.
What do you want to do?
I kind of want to, like,
put lipstick on Richard.
Is that scary for you? I actually want to kind of use, like, one of the... How about I intimidate her with Evil Monkey?
Oh, I forgot.
Because
the magic
because
shop.
If the thing is still struggling and wriggling, I can hold her up and be like, I freaking have this thing. I can fight anything. You can't fight squat.
Okay, that monkey wriggling and struggling, and she just her eyes go wide and she looks around dazed. Like, what happened? Where am I? What? Who?
Didn't Daisy remember?
What? Yeah, she can remember, but it's really confusing. And she's like, wait, I attacked... What?
You attacked me, jerk.
She stands up, she looks at the machine, and she's like, why am I making this?
Unmake it. After you send these two home. Do it.
Anyways, continue.
She looks at the machine, she takes down the force field, and she starts... doing something with what she was tinkering on earlier.
Wait.
She says, hold on, you guys. Let me do something real quick. And she brings out 2 remotes. These remotes look like normal remotes.
like TV them? Remotes or just like that weird block with a button in it?
Yes.
Which one is it?
Yes.
I don't have any of the quotation marks around yes.
Yes. So she gives these remotes to Ariel and Arlo, and she's like, guys, these will help you go back to your home.
Oh, finally. Like, we bonded.
Thanks.
We bonded. But seriously, go home.
What if I want to stay here? I like cars.
And then she turns back around. She grabs her wand from Ariel. And she shoots a machine. And it...
Oh, I wanted to hit it with my sword.
No. It blows up.
I didn't get to touch it.
It'd be funny if we, like, someone, like, was on the other side of that, like, rift thing. That, you know how we went in? And just, like, slowly walking away from the explosion. Would that not look so cool? Someone would have to be on the other side, and I would probably...
There's no one there.
And then, so it's just sad looking.
There's no one there.
Okay.
So, yeah. She does that. Machine's gone. She takes down thing that blocked the exit, too.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm sorry, guys. Please get out of my house. Fitz walks away. What do you guys do?
I'm gonna go...
I write on the remnants of the explosion with my magic chalk and then walk away.
There's no remnants left. It exploded. It's gone. What do you write? Ken Doran was here.
Ken Doran was here.
She looks at you funny, just like, why?
Okay, I'm going to sort of explain why we're here, just so she can make sure that she is unconfused. And as a token of we are sorry, I'm going to show her the staff of skeletons and say, do you have any chores these guys can do? Dishes, anything. I will let them help you. I need them back, but I'll let them do some house cleaning for you, because they are good at that, because that's all they did for most of life.
I would love to have some help cleaning up this mess.
Okay, staff of skeletons, do your thing. Go.
Yay!
Go. So the staff of skeletons is helping out now.
They greatly reduce the time it takes to clean up the mess from the explosion. Congrats, little skellies.
Yay!
They're adorable.
They're adorable. Only one of them actually is cute. One of them's just this mischievous little idiot. And then there's the one that's got like these two tusks sticking out of its face, like, I'm gonna murder you. I'm gonna kill all of you.
Okay, so once that's done, she's like, okay, but seriously, guys, get out of my house.
Sorry, this is just her job. We'll leave.
Me and you are already gone.
Yeah.
And they're already gone.
We're waiting out on the beach.
I'm cleaning up your guys' mess.
They disappeared to their home dimension. Ariel and Arlo disappeared to their home dimension, I assume.
Oh, goodbye.
Did they? Or did they not?
Hello.
Just
dimension, my old friend.
Hello, dimension, my old friend.
Because we could either disappear now or we could disappear later.
Why
are
they
just to go home then?
Well, they need to go home. They're not coming back.
We could keep the remotes, though.
They could, but not now. Sneeze.
May the crunch bless you.
Okay, so pretty much, I pretty much apologize. I say that we're leaving now. We are sorry for any inconvenience we did for you. Sorry for barging into your house. But we just needed to finish our job. Can I give her a business card?
Sure!
Because we're obviously working for the guild, and let's make ourselves known. And I'm gonna hand her a business card and say that this is us. We stop horrible things from happening.
Even though we're not really supposed to fight things?
We still help people get rid of, like, magical odysseys and danger. Like, right, like, you were technically in too much danger, but the stuff you were doing could have led to a very big problem because you were possessed, and because of that, you aren't blamed for it. But here's our card if you notice anyone else like that.
Okay,
and we are leaving now. Have a wonderful freaking day.
I have a question. Does it have your phone number on it?
Yes.
She asked you, are you flirting with me?
Crap!
No, he has a girlfriend.
Shut up! I have tried to do my job, but you are a very, very, very wonderful,
downstairs.
Pretty, and smart lady. It's very hard to
Hear me. You hear me from the hallway screaming, stop flirting with your second girlfriend!
Shut up!
She She kind of laughs, and then she says, get out of my house.
All right, I'm leaving.
Okay. You guys make it back to the guild headquarters. So, there's the end of that beautiful adventure.